From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Yesterday's off-year elections posted some big gains for Republicans in a couple of states that voted for President Obama last year. Democratic Party Chairman Tim Kaine says the party will do some head-scratching after exit polls in Virginia showed many independents who voted for the president voted for Republicans yesterday. Republicans won the governor's races in that state and in New Jersey. Republican Party Chairman Michael Steele says the GOP has found its voice again. Chris Christie will be New Jersey's new governor, and Bob McDonnell will be Virginia's governor. Kaine says the economy played a big role in both races, and the outcome should not be seen as a referendum on the president. In Virginia, the GOP also won races for lieutenant governor and attorney general. Beverly Amsler with member station WVTF has more.
Democrats called for change and more government intervention in the U.S. economy a year ago. But Roanoke College political analyst and pollster Harry Wilson says the pendulum may be swinging back towards center.
I think it'll be the conservative and the moderate Democrats in Virginia and nationwide that really take a look at this election outcome and say, maybe we need to take another look at some of our policies.
Wilson says Democrats need to get young voters energized again before next year's midterm elections. The Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement reports nearly 60% of Virginia voters aged 18 to 29 helped sweep President Obama into office last November. But only 17% cast ballots in yesterday's off-year election. For NPR News, I'm Beverly Amsler in Roanoke, Virginia.
Voters in Maine voted to repeal a law allowing same-sex unions, with 87% of precincts reporting voters who opposed gay marriage had 53% of the vote. The referendum asked Maine voters whether they wanted to repeal a law allowing same-sex marriage passed by the legislature and signed by the governor. Five states have legalized gay marriage. Among the mayoral races, New York City's billionaire mayor Michael Bloomberg has won a third term. From member station WNYC, Isaac Davy Aronson has details.
It was a much longer night than anyone expected. Bloomberg, who spent more of his own money on his re-election bid than any candidate in U.S. history, was expected to clobber his Democratic challenger, Bill Thompson. But in the end, Bloomberg eked out just over 50% of the vote, beating Thompson by less than 5%. Turnout was light. Even New Yorkers who say they like Bloomberg admitted to being turned off by his massive spending and overturning of voter-approved term limits in order to run again. Many New Yorkers who voted said even though they were uninspired by Thompson, they would cast a protest vote against Bloomberg, who seemed to be the inevitable winner. Tuesday's unexpectedly narrow victory could be an inauspicious sign for Bloomberg. Before term limits, third terms were historically lackluster for New York City mayors. Locals call it the third-term curse. For NPR News, I'm Isaac Davy Aronson in New York.
And Wall Street in this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 121 points to 98.93, the Nasdaq up 16 to 20.73. This is NPR. The White House is calling for an end to the ongoing violence in Iran. Iranian security forces are seen on videotape posted to internet sites beating anti-government protesters with batons on the sidelines of state-sanctioned rallies marking the 30th anniversary of the U.S. embassy takeover. Many of the protesters are chanting anti-government phrases. The White House says it is monitoring the reports of the unrest. Israel said it has seized a boat filled with weapons from Iran bound for Lebanon's Hezbollah group. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro filed this report from Jerusalem.
Defense officials say the ship was carrying tons of rockets, missiles, mortars, and anti-tank weapons. It was intercepted by Israel's navy off the coast of Cyprus. An IDF statement said the cache was disguised as civilian cargo. Israel says the shipment was intended for the Iranian-backed Hezbollah group, though it's offered no proof. Israel and Hezbollah fought a bloody war in 2006. Israel has accused the group of violating the terms of a UN-brokered ceasefire by rearming since then. In reaction to the operation, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the arms supply was intended to hit Israeli cities. Yesterday, the head of military intelligence said Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, recently test-fired a missile capable of striking Israel's economic and population hub, Tel Aviv. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The labor market showed some signs for optimism last month. Two reports out today show fewer planned layoffs and fewer job losses in the private sector in October. The Institute for Supply Management says its index measuring the service industry dipped to 50.6 last month from 50.9. Any reading above 50 signals growth. New orders rose to 55.6 from 54.2 in September. Business activity was also higher. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.